since 1988.
To this version of America Tonight. Can you believe it? We are thick in the middle of the holidays, and apparently somebody more than these lottery winners have money, because the numbers are up spending-wise from all the different organizations that I'm seeing that are releasing figures, whether it's online shopping or you're actually braving the crowds at the stores and the parking situations and whatever, starting Thanksgiving night, because now Black Friday has creeped into Thursday, Turkey Day, and we know what happened. People went out and stormed the stores. In some cases, there was robbers in parking lots, and there was a pepper spray incident, somebody trying to cut up in line. But all of that aside, there were a lot of people that went out to go and get their loot early. So it started early, but the numbers are on the rise. All the numbers show that every single day, starting last Thursday, it's been nothing but up, 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 up as far as consumer spending. And that caught me a little off guard, because I figured maybe people, it wouldn't be about stuff, especially if they're juggling a lot of jobs, they would try to cut back a little bit. The average American so far on the holidays, on the upcoming, let's say, Christmas holiday, has spent, they say, they, being the national retailers, different figures, different organizations, but give or take, anywhere between $450 and $550. I guess if you have a whole bunch of children, that wouldn't necessarily be a lot of money. It depends on how big your family is. We'll see where it ends up in the next couple of weeks. And don't forget, right off the bat, before we dive into all the good stuff. Well, this is good, actually. We started this little thing, a little argument, about artificial trees versus real trees. And on Wednesday, they put up, officially, they light. It's already up, but they light the big tree at Rockefeller Center. That's been a tradition since the 30s. The White House tree, same thing. It goes up. It's a big deal. And there's a big ceremony and whatnot, too. Maybe in your own homes you have a big ceremony when you go. You pick out the perfect tree. You stuff it into the house somehow. And then you drill the holes into the bottom of it. Or maybe they're already now, pretty much. Now you can get the stand on it. And you just get it straight, and then you're ready to rock and put up all the stuff. To me, there's just nothing better than the smell of a live tree, the whole idea of the live tree. You know, it didn't matter if I was living in an apartment in Las Vegas. I had a pinion tree. Granted, there were lots of needles that ended up on the floor, but I had that tree. And I had a tree when I was in Albuquerque and lived in an apartment. And moving on to different states and a house, I still always wanted to have a live tree, no matter what the situation was. But apparently some of you don't agree with me, and you go for the artificial ones instead. Oh, shame on you. And please, nobody write me letters and tell me that, oh, it's bad for the environment, cutting down those trees. Not true. Mulch it up. It gets recycled. And so there you go. Back into the ground. Give me a break on that one. All right, speaking of lighting up trees, we're kind of lighting up different things when it comes to Iran. Now the sanctions are feeling or not feeling the effects of the sanctions. The Iranian people, certainly the discord between that country and a lot of our Western allies is going pretty, pretty deep. I've said this a lot of times here on America Tonight. You know, we're looking at the puzzle of the Middle East and what we should or shouldn't do in some of these situations. But when it comes to Iran, come on, Ahmadinejad and the supreme leader, make the nutball list. So you can't allow Iran to nuke up. As much as I want to see us vamos and get out of these other situations, you can't turn a blind eye and say, ah, Israel can float on its own. Nah, that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work for the U.S. Now what we've seen happen with this latest sanction is that Unfortunately, in England, there was pretty much a big, I'll call it an explosion, with the ambassador being told to get out. The ambassador, get out of Iran. And so the reaction to that was felt in a couple of different ways. And the president had his own thoughts on what the blowback should be with that country. Take a listen.
All of us, I think, are deeply disturbed by the crashing of the English embassy, the embassy of the United Kingdom in Iran. That kind of behavior is not acceptable, and I strongly urge the Iranian government to hold those who are responsible to task.
Yeah, but are they going to do that? That's the thing. And the crowds were thick. Oh, they were climbing up the gates. It was nasty stuff. And a lot of them were students. The British Prime Minister, rather, David Cameron, said the incursion, is what he was calling it, was outrageous and indefensible, and demanded that Iran immediately ensure the safety of anybody in the British embassy. So Iranian security forces are responsible for guarding the embassy under international law. So it doesn't look like they're doing a good job of defending that British staff. And this is, like I said, the blowback for the latest economic sanctions that were leveled at Iran. And it all stems from the nuclear aspirations of that country. Maybe this is the one that trips the switch, but this is the 20th time. So I thought they had to go after the bank for something to really, really happen. And so the UN Security Council, they jump into the fracas as well. They condemn it and say in the strongest terms, that's what they released, that Iran has to protect diplomats and any of the property and any of the personnel there, and they have to fully respect international obligations. Do you think they're going to do that? I think if I was British, I would get out of Iran. In fact, they're telling British nationals to just stay indoors and keep a low profile. Good luck with that when everybody knows who you are. Just keep a low profile. All right, he's not keeping a low profile. He's running for president. That would be Governor Rick Perry of Texas. He talks about the other people running and the fact that we have too much regulation.
We are regulating ourselves into the ground. We are killing jobs every day by the regulatory world that we live in. When men and women stand up in front of you and say, hey, listen, I want to go represent you in Washington, repealing Obamacare, repealing Dodd-Frank, repealing regulations that kill jobs, if they don't answer, yes, I will repeal all of those, then I wouldn't vote for them.
All right, but Rick Perry, where he's bumbling along, isn't getting a lot of support, or not enough anyway. While Newt Gingrich continues to rise, they just released a positivity intensity score. You love that? Ed Gallup did it, and he got a 20. That's tracking Newt Gingrich from November 14th to the 27th. It's the highest of any Republican candidate. Mitt Romney, on the other side of that, his score is a 9 right now, a 9. Oh. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we've got a 911 call that's, I think, chilling and sad about this Arizona crash that happened over Thanksgiving, killing a couple of kids. And Rick Neuheisel says goodbye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
I like to see you right across the
to call this segment Flubs, Conspiracies, and Other Stuff. The flub comes on the heels of what you just heard from the governor of Texas. He was pretty good with the what you heard him say has to happen, what he thought the candidate should be about, right? But he flubbed the country's voting age and the date of the upcoming presidential election. He was talking to a bunch of college students in Manchester. He's in New Hampshire. He told the audience, the students, that he'd appreciate their vote if they were turning 21 by November 12th. Oh, my. Somebody needs to give him cue cards. Hey, Obama has a teleprompter. So we all know that, right? 18 is the voting age. And when is the election? November 6th. And he's going to have to make a joke of it. He is good at turning it around as far as being able to be the punchline. He's probably actually one of the best at that, at least of this group that's running, so I'm assuming that's what he'll do. So there is kind of a scandal brewing over the lottery winners, the big Powerball winners in Kentucky, and I don't know if I agree with it or not. So you have these three well-heeled, well-dressed people that accept the lottery check, we'll call it, and talk about giving away $1 million to charity, but now there are people that don't believe they're the winners, that something's weird, that they must be representing someone else, and maybe that person's uber rich, and so they couldn't possibly come forward, and that's why you have these three other people that accepted the check for the Powerball. This man's thoughts echo what many people are talking about on the East Coast anyway.
I still don't believe it. I think there's something behind it.
You do?
Yes, I do. I don't. It just doesn't feel right.
Why not?
Because they're rich already. Why did it take them so long?
They're rich already. It took them a long time. I'm rich and I don't want my check. I don't know. I don't think there's really any kind of conspiracy here, but what do I know? I know that they won on a $1 ticket. $1 quick pick. They won an incredible amount of money, over $100 million. And, hey, they're going to give away $1 million of it. So, you got to give them credit for that. some charities, maybe a couple of different charities, are going to end up with $1 million. That's a positive thing to come out of it. I can't even imagine what that would be like. You go through the numbers, and you're checking them off, right? And all of a sudden you realize, wow, I've just won the lottery. I just won the lottery. I can't believe it. Sadly, it's a different sort of tale that we're going to tell you about here. Whenever I hear about some of these small plane crashes, I always wonder, oof, was it somebody who didn't have enough time? You know, they weren't instrument trained. They didn't log enough hours in the plane. It was a mechanical thing. What is it? And unfortunately, in Arizona, you had a man who was a pilot, and with him there was a young mechanic and apparently another pilot. And what happened, this was over the Thanksgiving break, there were three children. His three children were on board, and his ex-wife, of course, was back at the home in Arizona at their house, and the three kids went with Dad. And unfortunately, there's a mountain called Superstition Mountain, and they, I don't know why, and they're investigating it, what caused that, but they plowed into the mountain, and here's what that 911 call sounded like.
We're right under the Flatiron.
Okay.
There is a fire on top of it. My husband was outside and called me. He said he heard a plane, and now the top of the Flatiron is on fire. I don't know if a plane has crashed up there.
Yeah, unfortunately, a plane crashed, and the all the people on board were killed. Like I said, hitting that mountain, and shocking to the people who saw it, and you could hear in that call she was just describing, you know, what happened. And too often, unfortunately, it turns out that you have so many relatives that are on this plane. And in this case, can you imagine, you know, I always say this, you count your blessings, right? So you think about it, you have kids, you have grandkids or nieces, nephews, kids in your life. And here they are so excited getting on the plane, and their dad's a pilot. And then this crazy thing happens. I'd be curious to see what that investigation ultimately turns up there, because there wasn't fog. Were they just too low? Could be a situation where maybe perhaps just a little bit low. Well, the fates and fortunes, not just of politicians, but in the sports world, rest on results. I mean, let's face it. What is the report card of the political person? It should be anyway. If they're really terrible, or we think they're terrible, or your representative isn't doing the right thing, hopefully enough of you in Connecticut or Illinois or Texas or wherever will vote them out and vote in somebody else. When it comes to sports, sometimes it's fair and sometimes it's not fair, but it is about the results. If you don't get them, then what happens is you've got a short leash. You've got to get to big bowl games. You've got to win if it's football that we're talking about. And if you don't, most likely you're going to be gone. Your tenure is probably going to be short, unless you've got a long background in winning a lot of big games and pleasing the people that count, the Board of Regents. So Rick Neuheisel, fired as the UCLA Bruins coach on Monday, said on Tuesday that the changes in the approach to the football program have to happen if anyone's going to have any success in the type of success that UCLA expects. How about that? He was on a radio show on ESPN and talked openly about it. And he said that the UCLA coaching job was like taking a knife to a gunfight when it comes to trying to compete with elite level programs like USC. Whoa. So he didn't have to pull any punches then. I guess he had his check and his golden parachute, so no worries there. But here he says he doesn't really have bitter memories.
I'm just thankful for the opportunity. There are lots of things that I'm very proud of that happened in my time here, and they don't always make it to the front pages of the newspaper, but I think that there was a lot of effort, a lot of good work done in the time while I was here, and it won't be a bitter memory at all.
Yeah, bitter memory. Okay, raise your hand if you would love to make $1.25 million a year to coach college football in Southern California. How about that?
You can sign me up for that gig.
I know. I'll do it. Let me be the first woman. I will shatter the glass ceiling and the grass ceiling, too. And I'll take it. And I don't have to go on radio shows and trash them. Are you kidding? So they say UCLA is expected to go beyond $3 million a year for the successor. So that probably gigged them.
Did you hear the new recruit they got, though, even with the new Heisel firing?
Who's the new recruit?
Oh, he's very famous.
He's very famous. All you got to tell us.
It's Diddy's son, Justin.
Oh.
Sean Puffy Combs, that guy.
Right, right.
He's a pretty decent cornerback out of New York, and he committed to, surprise, surprise, UCLA, because he wants to be out there on the West Coast, I'm sure. And
so I can cut a rap album or something else.
Something like that, because I'm sure he's pretty decent player. I know he's been ranked, but I'm sure he probably wasn't good enough to get to USC, but UCLA is right next door, and he can still live in L.A. and play football.
Ooh, yeah. There's a couple of famous stars that have kids that are good ball players that are up-and-comers that go to a school.
Snoop Dogg's got a pretty good
son. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah,
he goes to school, I think it's his son, Joe Montana's son, and like Wayne Gretzky's
son. In San Diego.
Or something like that.
Yeah, they go to school together.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know if it's San Diego. It's somewhere around there, though.
And also, what's his name? He's from Philadelphia. Why am I drawing a blank? Will Smith. Will Smith's son is also a good player, too. And they all go to that same, they're all in that same program. I can't think of the name of the school. I think one of the candidates for that coaching job, though, will be Mike Leach, because he's got a background in California. He went to law school at Pepperdine in Malibu, and he'd almost be natural, and he's had some success. Certainly he had some success when he was coaching in Texas, and he may be someone that they look at. I don't know. It's like these politicians, you know. I don't know. Who's going to fill the UCLA role? Oh, gosh darn, $3 million a year. $3 million a year, that's probably what they'll get. Oh, lottery, $3 million, I don't know. All right, we're kicking the can down the road. We got a couple of good guests coming up next on America Tonight.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Shopping. We saw what happened, of course, Thursday, starting things early for Black Friday and then swinging into Cyber Monday. And I think it just continues on and on, all the craziness until it is actually Christmas Day or even Hanukkah right before that. So joining us now on the show from LivingSocial.com, Maura Griffin. Hey, Maura, how are you?
I am doing well, Kate. How are you?
As long as I'm not shopping, I'm doing okay.
But here's the great thing. Now you don't have to go out and fight the crowds anymore. You can do all of your holiday shopping all online from the comfort of your home and wearing your fuzzy bunny slippers if you want.
You know, and I totally agree with you, and I have to confess already I've done some online shopping, and I think a lot of people will do online shopping. In fact, I wonder someday you and I will have this conversation again, and more people will be doing it online than actually going to the physical brick-and-mortar stores. Do you think we'll ever see a switchover like that? I do, eventually.
Well, already this year, two-thirds of American shoppers are saying that they're going to be making their purchases online. And about 25% of Americans are saying they're going to make their purchases from their mobile phone. So there's definitely a change in shopping behavior.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so if you go online and you're shopping, you have to be concerned about a few things. What do people have to watch out for when they're doing online shopping? You know, like when they go to sites, and how do you know it's legitimate? Because there's phony sites out there that look pretty real.
You know, unfortunately, during the holiday season, there are people and organizations out there who are trying to take advantage of the fact that they're all shopping online. But there are some easy tips that people can use to make sure that they are going to be safe this holiday season and that everyone on their holiday list is going to get the present that they want at a great value.
So
first thing I would say is use common sense.
Yeah.
If something seems a little too good to be true, it may just be. Also, shop at sites you know, brands you know, websites like Living Social, where you can trust that we have vetted all of the merchants that we are presenting to you so that you're going to get a really great experience at a great value.
Yeah, and the Living, let me ask you this. Let me stop you for a second. The Living Social site, it's become, I mean, you obviously work for them, but it's become such a huge hit because there's the deal right in front of your face that, you know, you can get half off or 30% off or however much it is or get double of something. You're probably not surprised that at the explosion of that at that site, are you?
Well, you know, it is from a consumer perspective, from our members' perspective, we take the hassle out of shopping, be it sometime in June or around the holiday season. And our members know that they are going to get a really great experience from us, and they're going to be able to save a couple of dollars at the same time. And this holiday season, we wanted to try and make it even a little easier for our members. We're providing them with a service for just $2.99. They can get any voucher they want, gift it, and we are going to print out that voucher, show only the promotional value, gift wrap it literally with a bow, and send it off to whoever is on your holiday list. So really, really taking that hassle out of shopping this year.
Ooh, do you think you're going to get a lot of takers on that? I think you will.
I think we will. We have seen holiday over holiday that our gifting triples, and that's without the bow. So totally expect to see a lot of people taking advantage of this amazing offer.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, we're talking about being safe and whatnot, and obviously you have a secure site, but paying only through secure servers has to be top on the list too.
It's really, really important just to protect yourself. And a quick, easy way to make sure that you are on a secure server is look at that URL bar up at the top of the screen. You want to make sure it says HTTPS. That S tells you that it's a secure site. And most of the well-known online retailers like an Amazon and eBay, they all will let you know as you go through the purchase process that you are going into a secure site so you can rest assured.
Yeah. What about, this is interesting because we're going to talk to somebody about statistics later in the week as far as people at work surfing and trying to find the deals. That's kind of a no-no, isn't it, Maura?
You know, technically you are at work to work, so you can still online shop, but you want to make sure it's on your own time. So make sure you're using your lunch break or your coffee break. And this is where mobile comes into play as well. With Living Social, our mobile app is free. You can really easily, with just a couple of touches, get the deal of the day, and it's not going to interrupt your work day.
Yeah, on the deal of the day with the mobile app, do you know what the stats are on that? Are a lot of people using it? Is it still pretty new? What's been the feedback on it?
We have millions upon millions of free app downloads for Living Social. So our members are not only using it, but they find that it's helping them discover or rediscover their neighborhoods, which is exactly what we want.
Yeah, no kidding. Of all the things, you know, because you have all different deals that Living Social does, and, of course, we were mentioning other deals, other websites. What do you think the biggest holiday gifts are going to be? I'm just throwing this out there because I'm curious as to what you think. See, I think electronics still. I think whether you're talking about a Wii or doing something, that's the one thing Living Social has, where you're going somewhere for a day like you're kayaking or something like that. So I think this Christmas is either a doer's gift or something with electronics.
So the great thing about this year is people are starting to feel like they're allowed to buy things that are a little bit more of a splurge. And last year it was very back to basics. We're going to get things that you definitely need. This year, folks are starting to come around. We're seeing things like experiences, be it a travel escape coming to front of mind. Electronics for the guys, definitely a hot item this year, and women are looking for jewelry and home decor.
All right, that makes sense to me. I tell you what, online, I agree with you. That's the right way to go. You said this at the beginning. You know, if you can be there in your robe or sitting around in your shorts or whatever, bottom line is you don't have to go hassle with a parking spot and do the things that you have to do, frankly, when you're fighting crowds. I think that's the thing. And time, isn't it? It's part of what your company does, but these other companies as well. Don't most people want more time?
That's exactly right. The most important thing about the holidays is spending it with your friends, your family, and your loved ones. And regardless of if you're going out to fight the masses in the mall parking lot, or even if you're at home and you're price comparing for long periods of time, you want to make sure that you keep in mind the reason for the holidays, and that's to spend time with your loved ones.
Yeah, I so agree. Well, you have a fantastic holiday, Maura Griffin, livingsocial.com. Look for their deals. I'm sure lots of people already do here in America tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays.
You too. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be doing that online thing. I was one of the last holdouts. I said I wasn't going to be an online shopper, and you know what? Time is valuable, and it is the time to shop when you're waking up, when you're running around, and you can actually just look at things. I just think it's so much easier. I don't want to deal with the hassles, and there's more deals. Maybe it's just me thinking that, but it seems like there's more deals when you go online. Just be careful, as she says. Really look for that S on the end, HTTPS. That was a great tip in the URL so that you know it's a secure place to be. All right, a couple other economic notes since we're in this space when it comes to money and looking at now what's happened with oil. Oil is getting close to $100 a barrel. We've seen it flirt with that, and a lot of that is because of what's going on in Iran, all of the strife and the back and forth, the tug of war over that country and what their nuclear aspirations are and what the reports have been. So U.S. oil prices are close to $100 a barrel, but I think it might even go higher than that. With what happened with Britain and Iran, this relationship between the two took a brutal turn for the worse when the students in Tehran stormed two British embassy compounds. They broke some windows. Apparently they burned the British flag, threw petro bombs, and the government this week expelled, of course, the British ambassador in retaliation for the economic sanctions that we've been talking about. This is like the 20th time that country's been slapped with the sanctions that I think don't really do much of anything. So what will this, certainly it's severing relationships between the British banks and institutions and the Iranian institutions. It would have to be, including the central bank. So keep your eye on oil. The last price that I saw was 99.56. So 99.56 for West Texas Intermediate. That was one of the things I happened to catch. And Brent crude was well above that at 110.84. But keep an eye out, because I think that probably we're really going to flat out hit that 100 mark. Wow. That's crazy to think about that. My, oh, my. And also, the S&P back in the game, cutting credit ratings on a couple of large banks. It is the holidays. Ho, 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 or ho, ho, hum. I don't know. Either way, the banks don't like it, I'm sure. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, or also Morgan Stanley, Barclays, all, and even UBS were among the group of banks that have their ratings reduced one notch each. And a notch is one-third of a letter rating. So this is big. The S&P also left the ratings of 20 banks. They were, as they were raising the ratings of two in announcing results from the new ratings criteria of the world's, 37 of the world's biggest banking companies. We don't care about banks. Oh, the banks, we want to strangle the banks, don't we? But it's interesting to see what Standard & Poor's has done with the credit ratings on those 15 big babies, and that's in Europe and the United States. All of this is part of the sweeping overhaul in the ratings criteria. How about that?
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We are so tired of everything that's happening in Washington, and we say it each and every show. I have mentioned many times the reason that I started America Tonight, because I was doing sports and I was doing other news shows and whatnot, is because of the frustration over the lack of action coming out of D.C. when it came to all of us, the regular people, the people that are outside of the Beltway. Bill Galston joins us now. He's with No Labels. In fact, he's one of the co-founders, and he's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute. Bill, thanks for coming on ATN.
My pleasure.
So you know the issues, taxes, what's going to happen with health care now again with the challenges of the Supreme Court, Medicare, Medicaid, all that. But let's start with the taxes and what's happened now with Grover Norquist especially, and how so many lawmakers have their feet held to the fire for signing the No New Taxes pledge. What's No Labels' take on all of that?
Well, our take on it is very simple. You know, the only pledge you should take is your oath of office, and that the whole point of sending representatives to Washington, you know, is to have them deliberate, argue with people from other states and other districts, and learn from each other, get new information, and come up with policy that actually works. And you can't do that if people are locked into rigid positions before they ever set foot inside the Beltway.
Yeah, I agree with you. What, you know, with this gridlock that we're seeing, you've been in Washington for a while now. Is this the
30
worst?
30 years.
I knew it. Is this the worst in the three decades that you've ever seen?
Well, I can go farther than that. This is the worst it's been for more than 100 years.
Wow. So how do we break the spell that's somehow overtaking our representatives?
Well, you know, I think many Americans believe that these are sort of bad people or people who get corrupted. as soon as they get off the plane and get to the Capitol. I don't believe that. I think what we have is a bunch of good people trapped in a very bad system. What that tells me is that we need to change the system. And that's why an organization I've been working with, No Labels, which is made up of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents who are sick of this gridlock, is going to be coming out with a major congressional reform agenda on December 13th. And a bunch of current and former elected officials are going to be standing up with us. The reason we're doing that is that of all of the branches of government, at any level of government, the Congress of the United States is the most clearly broken branch of all. And by no coincidence, it's the least popular with the American people. It had an approval rate of 9% in the latest CBS New York Times survey. Senator McCain said that pretty much reduces it to friends, family, and staff members. That sounds about right to me. So Congress is the obvious place to begin. That's where we're going to begin. But we need a broader reform of the political system and of the electoral system so that independents and other people in the middle who are now, largely excluded from important parts of the political process, like primaries, for example, will be included and will perhaps help to narrow the gulf between the two political parties.
Yeah, well said. What do you think with the primaries? You just open up the door to everyone?
Well, I'm going to be watching this great California experiment with eager, indeed rapt attention. The idea that the two top finishers in a nonpartisan primary should run against each other in the general election, fascinating. And the fact that all Californians can participate in that process of winnowing down the field, I think is all to the good. And there are a number of other electoral experiments that seem promising. San Francisco has a voting system that asks voters to rank order candidates. And that means that being a voter's second choice can be very, very valuable. That gives candidates an incentive not simply to talk to or preach to their own choir, but to reach out in the hopes of being acceptable to a broader portion of the electorate. So there are lots of different ideas out there that I think we ought to consider very seriously.
Yeah, I like the rank order one myself. I think that could really talk about an overhaul. What a difference that would make, as you just said. That second spot would be really valuable, and it would change the way people run, frankly.
Yes,
don't
yes,
you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned that December 13th, the congressional agenda. What would some of that include? Some of what we just talked about? Some ideas or more specifics?
Well, look, I mean, I don't want to step over our December 13th story or step on it, but I can tell you in general terms that the Congress of the United States has a number of key problems. It's polarized, it's gridlocked, and it has less and less of the kind of argument and deliberation that most Americans want when they send their representatives to Washington. So our proposals are going to address those three key problems with the current Congress. We're going to try to depolarize it, we're going to try to break the gridlock, and we're going to try to increase the amount of public conversation that actually meets decent public standards.
Yeah, I agree with you on the public conversation. Whatever happened to all those town hall meetings?
Which town hall meetings?
The ones that should be, exactly. I mean,
well,
isn't that what you do?
The problem is that town hall meetings can go in a number of different directions, as we've learned in recent years, depending on what people at the grassroots want to do with them. And I think that a lot of representatives felt somewhat burned by their experience in 2009 and 2010. That's not a good reason to stop doing them. But the electorate has some responsibilities here, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In 2012, How big is 2012? As you said, in 100 years, we haven't seen that really. And in the 30-plus years that you've been dealing with Washington, we haven't seen the kind of gridlock and all the things that we're talking about. Now, of course, the big focus will be on the presidential aspect of it. But still, 2012 is just a huge year. In your eyes, in dealing with politics in general, how big is this upcoming election year?
Well, potentially very big. If you imagine, for example, that the Republicans regain the White House and the Senate while retaining control of the House of Representatives, that would produce the mirror image of what happened 4 years ago. And that would have an impact on fiscal policy, the role of government, on the president's health care reform. The list goes on and on. So, yes, I can imagine a number of scenarios where it would turn out to be a very consequential election.
Yeah. Why is it, do you think, that? Because I know you can remember these days when somebody could be a Democrat, somebody could be a Republican, somebody could be sick of it all or independent or whatever you want to label them. If we wanted to put a label, that's why I love your group note labels. But you used to be able to have a beer and argue and disagree, but still be friends at the end of the day.
Yeah, I know. And, as I frequently say when people ask me that question, how much time do you have? We're doing radio, not all that much. But, you know, let's start with something really basic. Very, very few elected representatives actually live in Washington anymore. You know, they go home to their states and districts, which means that the kind of socializing across party and ideological lines that used to be the staple of Washington life has virtually disappeared. If people fly in on Monday and fly out on Thursday evening, and many of them don't stay in Washington even that long, then people will encounter one another as strangers, not as friends or even acquaintances. And then, another big thing that happened was that the political parties of the 1960s and 70s sorted themselves out, and a lot of conservative Democrats migrated to the Republican Party, and a lot of moderate liberal Republicans, particularly in the Northeast, migrated to the Democratic Party. And so the parties are more ideological than they were 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And then a number of things have happened that have really broken down the areas of agreement. In economics, from really Eisenhower on, people were sort of Keynesian. Nixon said we're all Keynesian now in the early 1970s. And now, of course, you have this ongoing debate between different schools or theories of economics. And in foreign policy, you know, Vietnam blew up a lot and the rubble is still bouncing. The cultural issues that divide the political parties, most of them weren't even publicly discussed 40 years ago. So an enormous amount has changed, both in the dynamics of interpersonal relationships and also the basic political context.
Yeah. Let's hope it changes in the right direction. We'll look forward to what happens December 13th with you guys. Bill Galson, No Labels co-founder and senior fellow at the Brookings Institute. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.